Oh, despite all that pressure in the second half, that equaliser just eluded you.
Yeah, we took it to them the second half, but for us it was too little too late, which was frustrating. We didn't come out of the traps quick enough tonight. So that was disappointing from our point of view after a good performance on Saturday. So we were unfortunate second half. We had a few close chances towards the end, but it just didn't quite fall our way.
Might have changed had you been able to score yourself early in that first half, the shot on the turn there.
Yeah, it came as a bit of a snapshot, really. It came across my body and I just got on the end of it, and I think it took the keeper by surprise. I hit it a little too sweet and it was straight down his throat and he just went into his arms. But either side, if I scuffed it, it might have just gone in the bottom corner, but just the way it goes.
And the way that their goals came about, I mean, you'll be really disappointed, won't you? A long throw into the box. People know what Tommy Spur can do, especially here. And the way that the second one came about as well, I think that's the most frustrating thing for the manager and probably you as the players as well.
Yeah, I mean, we knew the threat they posed going into the game with the long throw, and we tried to deal with that, and unfortunately we didn't, which was very disappointing. And then the second goal, the lads ran 50, 60 yards without any challenge on him. So from our point of view, that can't happen, so we need to make sure that that's right and doesn't happen again.
But as you say, you did have a real go in the second half. Was it a case of the ball not dropping for you, or was it the final ball at times?
I think at times, to be fair, they put their bodies on the line and they made some great blocks. I think the one that stood out was the volley from Chrissy. That was very close. And yeah, maybe it just didn't quite fall for us. We pushed it and the fans got behind us, and we always feel confident going down towards the cup second half. But for us, it was just too little too late. We should have started like that. And that's something we need to put right for the weekend.
A lot of appeals for penalties. Mm-hmm. I remember the one particularly with Stevie May. I don't know whether you got a good view of that. Was that a legitimate shout? Certainly a big roar from the cop.
Yeah, I mean, I crossed the ball and it seemed like he was getting in front of his man, getting him around the back post. And I think he felt like he was dragged back. But maybe it was a bit on the ref's blind side. He didn't quite see it. Sometimes you get them at the weekend. We did. Sometimes you don't. So it's unfortunate. But I mean, we still had chances to score. We didn't quite do that. So
how much of a setback is this? Is this the difference between teams like yourselves and teams at the very top? The consistency, because you've just put a couple of great results together, and then there's a kick in the teeth like this. Is that the difference at the moment between teams kind of mid-table to the ones that are at the top?
Yeah, I think maybe the teams at the top don't let in cheap goals. You know, in this league, you can't do that. And you've got to make sure from the word go you're on the front foot. And first half, we were second to most things. And then the soft goals that we conceded, we know that makes it an uphill challenge. And we came out and we played well second half, but it was too late. And you can't afford to do that in this league.
But not long before you get a chance to put it right at Blackpool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's the one benefit of this league. The games come round very fast. So we need to learn from our mistakes and analyse the game, and then make sure we go into the game Saturday confident and then looking for another win.
Do you set any targets as a team? I know the manager before this one had said that, you know, he's not giving up hope on the playoffs until it's mathematically impossible. Whether that's true or not, as a club, as a team, do you just have to finish the season as strongly as possible? Have you set any kind of targets between now and the end, in the 11 games that are left?
I think for the lads, I mean, we're all massively competitive. We do want to win every game that comes round, and we just try to take each game as it comes. We know we're kind of in that middle area now where we're quite a few points off the playoffs and also quite a few off the bottom half of the table, but we just need to keep trying to put the performances and get the points on the table.